The COVID-19 pandemic brought school athletics to a standstill last spring, and the Alaska School Activities Association, or ASA, developed some guidelines this summer for how kids might get some of the advantages of team play without the exposure to coronavirus.
Your athletic directors, I have a lot of confidence in them that they can run activities with good mitigation plans that would give our students a chance to be engaged.
Billy Strickland, executive director of the Alaska School Activities Association, says the organization recommends kids convene with their peers in organized activities to protect their mental health.
And I would much rather see the students in Fairbanks meeting with their peers in highly structured environments than elsewhere.
Right now, the district is allowing football, cross-country running, and girls' volleyball. Swim season has been shifted to September. Teams will continue with practices, but not necessarily games, and probably no out-of-district travel. How the district proceeds with sports will depend on the low, medium, or high risk as measured by the number of COVID-19 cases in the community. Other communities in Alaska have stopped school sports while their case numbers are high. School board member Aaron Marotti calculated about 500 students across the district who might be involved in football, cross-country running, and volleyball. She asked about students exposing each other by close contact.
But don't the students come together in order to play the game? Don't they have to have contact? And if so, what is ASA's stance on that contact that's required to play the game?
Luke Meinart, the assistant superintendent for secondary instruction, outlined the intermediate risk guidelines that the district has been following this summer. Football scrimmages started last weekend.
We had no spectators at those games out of an abundance of caution to let those scrimmages happen and see how they worked. When they are coming in together in huddles or outside of the play, that they're trying to maintain that 6-foot social distancing and have masks on if they're not directly playing.
ASA's Billy Strickland says reduced contact protocols in football games were enacted a few years ago to reduce concussions, and they've also reduced how close players get to each other.
But the actual time that they're actually in live game is really about 8 minutes.
Several school board members asked how coaches will learn about and enforce those safety measures for school athletes. Assistant Superintendent Meinart says they have been working.
No students directly related to Fairbanks activities have come down with COVID. And that's since June 7th, so we've had those strict protocols in place.
School academics begin next Thursday, with students mostly online, August 20th. The board voted 6-1 to approve continuing in-person school athletics in a very limited model with the ASA guidelines. The board may revisit the issue before winter. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.